everybody. I am back. So I've decided to keep doing this podcast. It means a lot to people, and I did not realize that many people actually liked it. So that's good to know. But by the way, I have decided since I'm back, and you guys have been so patient with me and been following me for a little while now, to all those listeners, I am going to be giving away a sweatshirt. So it's going to have Missing Person Cases with Chloe on it. So if you want to enter to win, email me at missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com. And you can just put that you want to be in the contest to win a free sweatshirt. Put your size and your name. You don't have to put your address, because if you do win, I will ask for that later on and let you know that you won. So I want to get this to you by October 31st. So please enter to win by October 14th, just so I have time, okay? So enter to win that sweatshirt, guys, because I think it would be really cool to have some merch. And if it goes well and a lot of people want the sweatshirt, then I may eventually like start selling t-shirts or sweatshirts. I think that'd be really fun, and may do more giveaways in the future of other stuff. Okay, so let's get into it. I also have decided that I'm just going to go ahead and change up the podcast a little bit. I am going to just do missing person cases. I'm not going to do it by state anymore. I'm just going to read out different ones around the world. So if you have any suggestions, you can also email me them, and I will gladly do them for you. Okay, so our next one is going to be on Tammy Lynn Ackers. She's been missing since 1977 from Virginia. She is endangered missing. She's a female, race is white, date of birth is 6/28/1962, so she is 58 years old. She went missing at the age of 14 years old, though. So her height and weight at the time was 5'4 and 82 pounds. Wow, she was tiny. Okay. What she had on was green short sleeve sweater, jeans, suede shoes, and a suede jacket. So she has red hair and blue eyes, and she had a protruding navel and black colored mark on her cheek. Her earlobes have scars on them. So I will post a picture of her as well. Okay, so let's get into the disappearance details. Tammy and her family, I'm so sorry. Tammy and her friend, Angela Rader, were dropped off at William Ruffer Junior High School by one of the girls' relatives on February 7th of 1977 in Roanoke, Virginia. The girls did not attend classes that day. They were last seen hitchhiking in the city. Neither of the girls have been found or heard from again. So my assumption is that these girls just wanted to like run away with each other, and they decided like, let's go to act like we're going to school so we have a head start. So yeah, Angela and Tammy had run away together several times before their disappearances in 1977. So like I said, they were probably just running away together. The police originally did not take their disappearances seriously as a result of to what they've done in the past, because they've always come back. Several months after their disappearances, one of the girls' mothers got a phone call from someone saying that she was her daughter and all right. Tammy and Angela were also allegedly seen in a grocery store in the months after they vanished, but since that sighting, it was never confirmed. The girls' mothers told authorities that Tammy and Angela worked for a friend of their family's, Earl, in 1977. Tammy's mother stated that her daughter was friends with Bramblett, which is Earl, and his wife at the time, frequently spending time at their home. He did not seem to have any adult friends, just children. That's suspicious. Good gracious. Investigators believe that Earl may have been involved in Tammy and Angela's disappearances. He reportedly told friends at a party in 1980 that he wished he did not hurt Tammy and back in 1977. Okay, so clearly red flags should pop up. If this man is weird and does not have any adult friends and he is an adult himself, he should not be hanging out with people underage only. Like, I think that's strange. Maybe it helps that his wife was their friend too. I don't know. So Earl was charged with molesting a 10-year-old girl in 1984, 4 years after he mentioned hurting Tammy, but he was acquitted. Tammy's older sister says that he molested her when she was 12 years old and did not, and believes that he molested Tammy as well. Earl was convicted of murdering a Virginia family of four. It was a couple and their two children in 1994 and was sentenced to death. He was living with the Hodges family at the time of their murder. A jailhouse informant told police that Earl had told him that he killed the Hodges family after being caught molesting one of their children. The informant later recanted his statements, but Earl was executed in April of 2003, still maintaining his innocence. It's worth noting that Earl has many supporters, like online, so who believe that he was wrongly accused, and the same people maintain that both Tammy and Angela ran away from Roanoke voluntarily. 8 months after Earl was sent to death row, authorities dug up the yard of the house that he had been living in with Tammy and Angela disappeared. So they found nothing, and the residents' current owners did not give them permission to search the inside of the house. So they never had the opportunity to look in the basement where they believed Tammy and Angela may have been buried. Earl has always maintained his innocence in these missing girls' cases. He said he was drunk when he made the statement about hurting Tammy in 1980, and his comment was misinterpreted. He believes that Tammy died in a bonfire in Central Florida in 1980, and the police know about it and have tried to cover it up. There is no evidence to support Earl's theory, however. Authorities never charged Earl in the connection with the girls' disappearances. Earl's mother has since, Angela's mother has since died, and she believed that her daughter was still alive. Tammy's family believes that she is deceased and that Earl was connected with her disappearance. Tammy and Angela's case still remains open and unsolved. So if you have any information on that one, the phone number is 540-853-5305, and that is to the Roanoke City Police Department. Sorry that I sound so awful. I'm having like sinuses, so you know, mucus and whatnot, nasty stuff. So that's why it's acting up. But thank you guys so much for being so supportive and listening to me. I really appreciate it and want to just thank you. But also, excuse me, but also don't forget to enter into the contest to win a free sweatshirt that is going to start hopefully a merch brand. I can always post more info on it later on, but enter on my email, missingpersoncaseswithchloe@gmail.com. Put your name, your sweatshirt size, because I'm going to do a sweatshirt since it's getting cold, and enter by October 14th. Okay, everybody, I am going to sign off here and go take some medicine. So I hope you all enjoy this episode and keep listening. Also, don't forget to review me on Apple Podcast. Thanks, guys. Bye.